For 2 weeks, India has demanded swift action from Pakistan in response to the Mumbai attacks. Today, Pakistan took some action. It moved to arrest the man said to be the leader of Lashkar-e-Taiba. That's the militant group accused by India of staging the Mumbai attacks. The suspected leader is now under house arrest in Lahore. The Pakistani government also said it would shut down a charity linked to the militant group. Meanwhile, India has announced an overhaul of its security services. Many in India have blamed the government for failing to prevent the Mumbai attacks, which left at least 173 people dead, including 9 of the 10 gunmen. The BBC's Tinku Ray is in Delhi. She says Indian leaders today outlined a new set of security measures.
Some of the measures include creating an FBI-style national investigative agency, beefing up coastal security, train local police better. So it's all really now dependent on the implementation of these measures and how the government actually introduces them in practice.
Tinku, India's security forces and intelligence system, they're not highly regarded, well-funded or well-staffed. Is there reason to believe that this kind of reform will in fact happen this time?
Well, I'll tell you an interesting story, Marco. The police who went to confront these gunmen in Mumbai were armed with bamboo sticks and had no mobile phones. So that's how well-funded and well-armed our men are here on the streets.
Now, tensions with Pakistan are still high. India's Home Minister P. Chidambaram said today that India's government has definitive evidence tracing all the attackers involved in the assault on Mumbai to Pakistan. Here's what he said to Parliament today.
The finger of suspicion unmistakably points to the territory of our neighbor, Pakistan. The interrogation of the captured terrorist has yielded valuable material evidence. The origins of the 10 terrorists who entered India have been established conclusively.
And Tinku, India's foreign minister took an even harder line and called on Pakistan's government to close down the infrastructure that enables terror strikes against India. How patient is India willing to be with Pakistan right now?
Well, Marco, the Prime Minister just ended the parliamentary session. He went one step further and he called Pakistan the epicenter of terrorism and called for the international community to galvanize and deal with this problem. So we're talking about some very, very strong words coming from India right now. Of course, the United States is working behind the scenes, talking to both countries to try and prevent any military action. India would like to make some strategic strikes on some of the camps that they believe exist in Pakistan-administered Kashmir. But of course, the United States doesn't want to see that because that would mean Pakistani forces being taken away from the Afghanistan border, which really leaves American troops out there vulnerable.
Finally, there is this lone surviving gunman from the Mumbai attacks, Muhammad Ajmal Amir Kasab. What is India's government saying now about his fate?
Well, Marco, he was supposed to be produced in court today. The police were so frightened that he might be killed or attacked that they took the judge to the safe house where he was. That's how important this man is right now to the Indian authorities. So we'll have to see what happens with him and what more information the Indians say they get from him.
The BBC's Tinku Ray, based in India's capital, Delhi. Thank you very much for your time, Tinku.
You're welcome, Marco.